Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week you talked about a book of the Bible that maybe some of us haven't read before.
I hadn't
don't know
before.
A lot about. And you did share how this is in what people call the Catholic Bible. So yes. It's not in every book. But it's First Maccabees, which is really the story of a family and a dynasty. And this particular part that you talk about is when an army's going out to battle.
Yes.
And so even if we don't know the background of all of that, we can just talk about particularly the verse that you spoke on, which was where the gentleman who's in charge of this particular army says to his soldiers, don't think about the fact that we have few people compared to this massive army we're about to go out against, because our strength comes from God.
Yes, from heaven.
Yes. And so that's really what we want to talk about today is where does our strength come from?
Yep.
Yeah. And when you were sharing about that particular verse and this, you know, he's reminding his army, our strength comes from heaven, it made me think, how often do we do that with our own situations? We look at our circumstance, we look at what's going on in our life and we're like, I can't do that. Or I don't have...
I'm not capable. Or yep. I don't have the ability.
I don't have the equipment, whatever that is, the yes. provision, the yes. the resource. I can't do it. Yeah. And so we discount ourselves, or maybe we back down from a challenge because we say
we back down from what maybe God's asking us to do.
Because we go, well, I can't do that.
No.
And I think something that you said, I can't do it because it's only me. That only me feeling that I think we often have, each of us individually, I think would have had it at some point in our life going, oh, it's just me. Like almost like I'm not special.
But not also that I'm the only one doing it. What's the point? Because what impact can I make? Whereas one person can make a huge impact.
Yeah. And especially one person can make a huge impact and difference when we know that God's asked us
to do something,
yeah. When we feel like God wants us to walk in a certain direction.
But even if it doesn't cause a huge impact and you feel God saying, look, you need to go over and share with that neighbour or help that neighbour because they're in trouble and they haven't asked for help, whatever, you're helping another one person. Even just helping another one.
Yep.
That's a huge impact. You don't have to like be acknowledged and, you know, win the Nobel Peace Prize because of what you've done.
Yeah.
You've just done something awesome for someone else. Done what was on your heart or what you saw was a need. And that is better than, you know, if that's what God's asked you to do or you sense you should do it. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. And you're right. It doesn't mean an impact as in we see massive change across a certain sector or something like that.
Yeah, or there's headlines in the newspaper that such and such happened.
But it's what God's asked you to do.
Yes.
And it's stepping into that.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. That's where we're being faithful to what God's asked of us.
Yes.
But there can be that nervousness.
Yeah, but I look at in the Old Testament, Moses, when he was told, go to set the people free, the captives free, he was like, can't I stutter? How can I talk to the Pharaoh? He was saying, but I don't have the ability. Look, I can't even talk. And that's when he said, well, I'll give you Aaron as a helper.
Yep.
You have Gideon who was hiding, threshing wine in a captive type of area. Yeah. And he was like, well, I can't. And then the angel kept telling him, but you're a warrior. You're a warrior. Had to say, no, a God sees you as a warrior. Because he couldn't see himself as that.
Like this reminder of this is who you are.
Yes. Yeah. And but then we have the beautiful example of Mary. Mary's this simple girl who's what, 13, 14, 15, whatever age she was. The angel turns up and says, you've been chosen to be the mother of God. But she's got such an ability to depend upon God to get the strength from heaven that she says, if that's your will, then that's what I'll say yes to. And that's the difference. You can see that the strength from heaven, this relationship you had with God was so pure and so beautiful, totally dependent upon him, that she could say yes. Now, in those times, a pregnant single girl, oh my goodness, stoned to death, ostracized, and she still said yes.
Yeah. And that's the strength we want to have.
Yes.
To be able to say yes. But where do we get it? Because that's the heartbeat. We only get it from God.
Yes.
From heaven.
Yes.
Which is what your example with Mary is, that's where she had it. And she was graced with that.
Yes.
And we can ask God for his grace.
Well, but that's what the angel said. Hail Mary, full of grace. And that's what we got to know. Well, Lord, if you want me to do this, send me your grace. I need your grace to get this strength. That's what grace is, the gift, free gift given by God, which could be strength, fortitude, perseverance, faithfulness, kindness, all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, all that God wants to equip you with to go out and do whatever he's asking you to do.
And I've just written here, God will send us what we need. Yeah. So we have the battles that we need to fight, and we have battles all the time in our life. Like you talked about how some of our battles are not like, let's say, the physical here and now. They're powers and principalities that want to stop us from becoming all God wants us to be.
Yeah.
But God sends us those things that we need to fight against those battles.
Yes.
I feel like therefore we need to continue to push into prayer more. Because it's when we're in prayer and we're building that relationship with God, that's when we can ask him. Because it's not just a mental mindset. It's having God come into our lives more through prayer.
Well, mentally, yes, but then spiritually, and also it's then giving God time, because God knows what you need. God knows what problems you're having going through. God knows what's in your heart, what your attitude is. But when you give him time and be honest before him, he goes, wow, they love me this much to share with me.
Yeah.
They're asking me to help them. They're asking me to send the Holy Spirit, to send the grace, the strength, all the bits that they need. Why would I say no?
Yeah.
I'm going to help them. And then when we are active in the world, active in our family's lives, doing what we in work or whatever we need to do, it's like we're praying constantly, because it's like as we're doing it, we're saying, well, Lord, I feel like you should ask me to do this. Help me right now. And so the grace comes then too. But we've spent more personal time, private time away from work and family and things to actually really as you even said, to spend more of that time in prayer, that relationship with God, so that it becomes like just the natural thing to do.
Yes.
In our life. And it's not always for problems. Lord, I'm having a great day. Praise you, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for this. Can you grace me that I will even appreciate more of what you've given me?
Yeah, I like that. Well, for the weekly challenge, I've just put to remind ourselves, each day this week, remind yourself of where your strength comes from.
Yes.
And just keep turning to God and be dependent on him. And remind yourself that if he's asked you to do something, as in ask something of you, that he will send you everything you
need. He'll provide the ability or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, we hope that has really blessed you this week. We've enjoyed chatting about it, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.